my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took it.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I said right to the camera, stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Sack.
Power through this and get this working. Is this going to pay off with me being able to talk to Cletus QAnon?
Maybe not tonight, because I didn't use all those hashtags.
I mean, you can fire them up right away. It's not like they're
true.
You needed to prep. Actually, priming them probably puts it to the bottom of everybody's page. It's all about the now and the here with them hashtags.
Dude, What I did with I'll find somebody that does like Alex Jones tweeting and I'll do all those hashtags. But yeah, we can try to fix this if you want.
I don't give a shit. Let's not do any pranks.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to call tonight because I don't feel like spamming Twitter anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking Skype though. What a piece of shit. I mean, dude, I've written them letters because that's how badly it pissed me off when I saw what they did. Shit. You ever wrote a letter to a company because they fucked something up that you liked? The mountain? Those power companies?
No. Nah.
You just leave it alone. If a company fucks with you, you hashtag walk away.
I post comments online. I don't go begging them for forgiveness.
I beg for forgiveness when I write. That's how I open it and close the letter. But in between, I tell just how fucking mortified I am of what they've done to the product. They added these squiggly lines. It's all squiggly and cartoonish. And if you want to dial a number, you've got to go through I don't know how many menus to find the buttons. And it's a really small thing. It's bad, man. It's bad. And they did this last summer in July. And it hasn't changed at all.
With the rate of progress as it is now, in 100 years, we'll log on to our computers and there'll be a single button that won't work and doesn't do anything anyway. And
yeah,
that's all you'll get.
You just keep pushing that button until you see the menu item that you want to adjust.
Eventually some ads and bullshit propaganda will pop up and that's all you can get.
It's all you get. Tonight's episode of Internet Chronicle Hate Radio is brought to you by Mrs. Troubadour's homemade cornbread stuffing. It's alarmingly unsettling how good this stuff is. You'll eat Mrs. Troubadour's homemade cornbread stuffing and send the kids to bed early, because after eating Mrs. Troubadour's homemade cornbread stuffing, you'll feel an inescapable urge to inform your neighbors, friends, and family of what is really going on in this country. And here with us tonight, Kilgore Trout, the legendary author of Internet Chronicle, notoriety is here with us tonight. And he's going to tell us just how far the globalist agenda has gone to dismantle Alex Jones' truth machine. Did you see them?
Okay, he is the globalist agenda. Look at him.
Spotify deleted a couple of his episodes, man.
Oh, yeah?
They said it violated their terms of use about hate content.
Fuck him. That's what he deserves.
And that's what we talk about here on Hate Radio. Yeah, people are talking about it like it's free speech thing. It's like a couple episodes. Who listens to Spotify for podcasts anyway? And he still has a channel on Spotify. And it's like, dude's got a crazy huge platform. The president describes his reputation as excellent. But he's
Donald
the victim.
Trump, you were talking about who here?
Alex Jones.
No. Yeah, I don't know about that. Yep. He's got a shitty reputation. He got to go in court and have his lawyer say that no one would reasonably even believe him.
Because of the Sandy Hook thing.
Yeah.
He denies Sandy Hook as well as the 26 deaths involved in it.
Yeah. Well, he says that he doesn't really, and that it's just for his show.
And he says that when he goes on Joe Rogan, that they smoke weed. That's what they do on that show.
Yep. Nobody believes us.
I remember when I first encountered Alex Jones all on my own, video.google was still a thing. And topdocumentaryfilms.com had links to all these uploaded. Dude, you can't get them anymore. I don't know where you could see these anymore. They're old Alex Jones documentaries, full length, like hour and a half, from the late 80s and early 90s, where he's standing, you know, it's hot. He's like standing in the July sun next to some plaque on a national park, and he's like talking about the globalist money influence, and they've got money in this park, and what are they doing? He's just doing these little stories. And then, but actually, before that, I saw him on the local news, where they do whatever's national, and he appeared. It was from his documentary where he goes into the DMV and he tries to, what, he doesn't want an ID or something, or he doesn't want to give them something, like a fingerprint. And so he gets arrested. And then that was a viral news video from back in the 90s. I remember seeing it as a kid. And then I just happened to be watching this documentary and I'm like, holy shit, that's where that's from when I was a kid. There he is. Fucking Alex Jones. Like, and in the same episode, he is out in the heat, just standing next to some plaque or some shit. Am I talking over you? Did I lose connection to the...
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Fucking, it was crazy to see him again and then to realize that I saw him from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going down some rabbit hole of a documentary every single night, and I was really paying attention to them.
That's what the internet does to you. It doesn't have any care at all for this is everything.
You've
just
got,
throw everything at you,
and it's bottomless. Everything and as much of it as you could ever want.
And everybody has a bad appetite, apparently.
We go for the sugary dog shit news stories. Slathered in ketchup. There was a story today about someone said that Mueller now has all the pieces, right, to bring against Trump. But, well, he doesn't yet, because he doesn't have, you know, we don't know what evidence he has, but the fact is like somebody just said this about Mueller. Like, it's It's just some asshole's observation. And then this was a huge news story today. It was the biggest political story. And it's somebody just pointing out that, like, hey, Mueller's got all the pieces. You know? Like, my friend at work could have said that. But that's a... Somebody made...
Well, that's supposedly based on insider reports, right? It's got to be based on something.
Oh, it's based on something.
Or is it just fake news?
It's not fake news. It's just... It's kind of...
Hype.
Yeah, hype. The hype that I'm feeling right now after a belly full of Mrs. Troubadour's homemade cornbread stuffing gets me hungry for the truth. But we don't talk about Mrs. Troubadour a lot.
Her cornbread stuffing is great.
It's off the chain. The globalist agenda, they're in it with Neil Rauhauser, and they're in it with the banks. They're in it with the liberal media. Them old liberal retards in the media. Man, I mean it. Do you know what's really going on in this country? So I was watching Alex Jones today, and he had this dude go on there, and you know, he's this animated black guy, and he defends it's like what you said last night, it's like light reading, right? This stuff is so silly and shallow.
I started going to look at different things. I started verifying it for myself. Is what he's saying is true?
This is what that guy said last night.
It be true. And then some of the stuff you were saying, what they were going to do, and then years later, it became true. See, they are so afraid of you. That's the reason why they're attacking you. That's the reason why they want to remove you from every platform possible, because they fear you. Have you ever known for them to be so scared of one man before? They're scared of you. They're scared of Donald J. Trump. And now they're scared of the American people, because the American people are waking up to what is actually happening here. And I want to think.
He said it. Do you know what's actually happening? He said it all. Do you know what's actually happening here? That's like those
real
guys.
Real Donald Trump, real Alex Jones, real actual news. It's whenever you hear that shit, you know it's fake, right? I mean, obviously.
It's a dead giveaway. Are we really so stupid as to believe that because you say that it's real and all this stuff? Am I to sit here and we talk to
well,
this
we
man?
Got a problem because... Well, this is how I always think about the Sandy Hook type of conspiracies. And, you know, clearly it's a fake story just by gun control extremists who don't want gun control. So they have to deny inconvenient fact. And that's what that's what they're all doing. And, maybe it's just confirmation bias, but on the other hand, there is this kind of thing where the crisis actors, right? We've got a whole set of hundreds of actors who are paraded in front of the media, and can't you tell that their acting is fake? And it's like, hold on, come on now. First of all, if they were hiring actors, they wouldn't be, you know... community college dropout type of actors, cut rate budget. You know, I think they could hire some convincing actors. They wouldn't all be these obvious frauds. And again, people are so conditioned to seeing beautifully emoted scenes in fictional TV that pretends to be reality TV. They've lost touch. They don't know what a person in grief looks like or behaves like. And they just call them robots and insult them and stuff like that, right? And, you know, there is something to that, I think, where people have been conditioned to a, you know, reality is reality TV. It's not, you know, the boring, grieving person who's just like kind of a deer in headlights. Shocked, you know, not ready to give an interview, traumatized versus the weeping drama queen on the latest soap, right? That is what they would see and be like, oh yeah, this was definitely a real tragedy, right?
That was like they criticized Paul McCartney for not weeping and crying in front of the cameras, like, really?
right, that's what they're saying. And then they're called actors because they're not, you know, crying their eyes out and weeping and gnashing their teeth like they expect on a reality show. But I say this again and again. I've said this so many times.
It's the story itself is produced by the anti-gun control lobby, is that, and then it creates this this weird fucking pocket of people that believe that there really is such a thing as a faked mass shooting at a school. And, like, that's the level that the government is taking it to, that they'll fake a shooting to come for your guns. There's people out there building those fucking survival shanties right now just thinking about that. It's right there in the front of their minds. They're working on it right now, trying to fix it. Doing whatever they think they have to do to correct this insane situation that doesn't really exist.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still hoping they bust out the foundations down at Comet Pizza and see what's under that concrete.
I want to know. There was one brave self-investigator from Salisbury, North Carolina. I wonder what his investigation turned up.
Turned up a whole lot of nothing.
And, oh, but this guy was self-investigating in the Alex Jones video. Remember he said he looked some things up for himself and this is what he found?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like the guy yesterday did that. He looked for himself. He just gets on Google, man, and he goes, man. He just gets on Google and he go.
I get on the Google and I go. I read it all. Everything that I agree with, I accept and remember. And those things I don't, I file under fake news actors.
Yeah, print that out and file it under fake news. And we'll use it against them at the Hague.
CNN,
Fox News,
NBC, MSNBC,
G4 TV,
Al Jazeera, BBC, is fake.
Whoever told you that is your enemy. It's funny how Rage Against the Machine and Alex Jones could both use the same messages with totally different meanings or intentions.
Well, I mean, yeah, definitely freedom and for Rage Against the Machine is one thing, and for Alex Jones is another.
Freedom for Rage was like freedom to be yourself, freedom of expression.
No, see, that's what it is for. That's what it is for.
Them good old boys.
Yeah, that's the libertarian. I don't see Rage as libertarians. Their freedom is freedom from the man, from class oppression.
Yeah, freedom from the excesses.
From
that shit pouring down on him from the upper class.
That's right.
There's, you know, I heard they're working on a new album. And I'm skeptical because it's been so long. Why would it come out now? And is it going to be something like Chinese Democracy when it does finally emerge?
I
But I don't think Rage Against the Machine is capable of putting out a bad album. They care too much about the music. I think this time for real, I lost you. I'll have to restart the program. This is what it is to be on Internet Chronicle Hate Radio. Every so often, you have to restart the program and get back in touch with Wild Bill Kilgore the old-fashioned way. By hey, jumping
you
back.
Didn't lose me.
Oh, okay. No, I did, though.
No, I just wasn't talking.
You weren't lighting up?
If I was, it was just because of some ambient noise.
No, you weren't lighting up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. Rage Against the Machine. Is there a modern day Rage Against the Machine that is doing what they did or carrying that torch?
What is the band that he plays for now? It's just sad. The guitarist, that is.
Tom Morello?
Yeah. What's the name of his band? It sucks.
Well, that's a shame.
It's because he's the lead singer and he's just terrible.
What about Zach De La Rocha? Why don't they work together?
Well, I think Tom Morello is more of a... He might fall more into the realm of libertarianism. And the other guy is more of a Marxist, maybe.
Do you think that politically they've diverged?
Let's see here. Morello protested the parental advisory sticker. So they are. He was a libertarian there.
He didn't want Tipper Gore.
But wait, no, he's also a labor union member. Industrial Workers of the World, I guess. There aren't many unions left. You got to do what you can do. Probably pays what, $20 a month or something, for them to not protect him.
So he's repping. He's repping the labor unions anyway.
Ralph Nader. Yeah, that's a real good one.
Ralph Nader. Did you ever read anything by Tom Robbins?
Who's that?
He wrote Still Life with Woodpecker?
No. Never heard of it.
There was, what were we just talking about?
Tom Morello.
I don't know. I don't know what made me think of that. Man, that's a really good way to kill the energy and all that momentum we had, just to point out a story that I kind of thought of and I can't remember why.
And yeah, then, real dead end there. This is why we have editing listeners.
And then we left it
at
that.
We don't use it to get rid of this stuff either, because we hate you.
Yeah. Let them sit through the train wreck and wait for us to get back on track.
It's really kind of like a train stop where just nothing's happening and we're all just sitting there waiting. Looking around like, boy, is there a newspaper stand somewhere in here I'd sure like to see?
Nope, we're moving again. No, we're not.
There we go.
No, we're stalled. Mrs. Troubadour's homemade cornbread stuffing.
Oh, back on that thing again.
You can get
what
this.
What about this cornbread stuffing? What's the joke behind it? I still haven't heard it.
Well, look. you put this in your Thanksgiving turkey. You just fill its ass full of this cornbread stuffing. Because after eating Mrs. Troubadour's homemade cornbread stuffing, you and whoever you fed it to are overcome with emotion and an overwhelming urge to suss out what's really going on in this country. And it's all because you ate Mrs. Troubadour's homemade cornbread stuffing. The secret ingredient is terror, Max.
Oh yeah, there we go. I've been waiting for that. How does she bake it in without destroying its subtle chemical properties?
That's her secret. It's locked away in a vault somewhere.
Nobody knows. That's why you guys can't go make your own Terramax cornbread, because it is too hard.
But you can still enjoy it by going to one of the many Mrs. Troubadour's homemade cornbread stuffing franchises that are opening soon in your area. So be on the lookout for that. She's not a good-looking woman, but she's rotund, and you know she knows how to cook. And she keeps Dr. Troubadour happy. And she keeps him fed. And she keeps his dick sucked. She'll make you a nice cornbread stuffing turkey pot pie. Dude, wouldn't that be good right now? With a little Terramax in it.
Yeah. Nothing like a little Terramax with Thanksgiving.
I mean, what better time to take it? Because, you know, I'll bet on the first Thanksgiving they were looking over their shoulders. It's the right drug. It's the right season for that drug. All through the fall, leading up to that event. Thanksgiving dinner. Do you eat Thanksgiving with the family?
Yeah.
And then you do it with your friends too, right?
No.
Just the family.
I mean, sometimes. It's not really... I don't know why we're talking about Thanksgiving. It's months away.
Well, if you order now, in 6 to 8 weeks, Mrs. Troubadour's homemade stuffing will arrive at your door in an unlabeled, unmarked box. And, you always want to plan ahead for these special occasions, such as Thanksgiving or Christmas or whenever you might introduce your friends and family to a jolt of Terramax that they're not expecting. Let's listen to a little bit more of this Alex Jones shit. You want to?
Okay.
We'll jump to about this part where he's sitting at his desk here.
And so... that's what unifies us. And then we transcend being tribal idiots to the next level, like Martin Luther King talked about. But you look at what the left pushes, it's diametrically opposed to Martin Luther King. 100% 180. Look at this article on Infowars.com. It's gone viral. I'm sure Snopes or PolitiFact will say it's fake.
It's gone viral. He's about to read a note, and he's already attacking Snopes and PolitiFact.
It's her actual Twitter. New York Times new editorial board member celebrated dumb ass effing white people going extinct. And there's even worse tweets. She says, are white people genetically predisposed to burn faster in the sun, thus logically being only fit to live underground like groveling goblins?
Okay. He's talking about this lady that the New York Times hired, and then some of her racist tweets came out. And so Alex Jones is all over this shit.
Oh, yeah, reverse racism, right?
Yeah, she's on about white people, and then everybody's up in arms that the New York Times is not going to fire her because of her, hey, don't white people suck tweets from back in the day.
Yeah, I don't see what the fuss is about. It seems like a fake story. I don't even want to hear about it.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least they're not going to fire a reporter over it. That the end result is a reporter gets to keep her job. So, rightfully ignored. Fuck that shit. We here at Internet Chronicle promote ignorance of any kind. If you have to ignore something in order to feel better, then that's probably the right thing to do.
I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with my goddamn feelings.
No, not you. So... we're talking about the the babies listening.
All right.
Because they're not like you and me, the listeners. They don't have contacts, and they can't like interpret the world. Everything's just kind of a foggy glaze to them. And then they get these little nuggets of truth from you and me, which is great, but you know, we gotta be careful. They're fucking morons. They can't be trusted with this truth. These facts. But what were we talking about?
This editor for New York Times opinion column who's tweeted, supposedly quote unquote reverse racist tweets.
Look, man, our listeners, they need us to interpret these things for them. And they're lucky that they have us. Yeah, tell them
it's a bunch of horse shit. They're trying to discredit an actual news organization while they perpetuate their fake news hoaxes. And they tell the the courts, yeah, where nobody reasonably would believe this. It's satire. And it's not. What Chronicle SU does is satire. What Alex Jones does is abuse the notion of satire to push out real news. And, it makes our job that much harder.
It really does. I'm at a loss. The way that
they do it is just abusive, and it just pisses me off.
Yeah, that's true. It actually, it shits on our efforts to do it in a funny way, because it kind of makes us look like that crazy, scary trash, when really we're just playful, funny trash. And, when people ask Joe Rogan about it, they're like, yo, what up with your boy fucking, what's his name, Alex Jones?
I don't give a fuck. Joe Rogan is just as bad. I mean,
well, that's what I'm thinking, because he gives them a sly look.
MMA and doing DMT and nothing else.
No, it's because they're friends.
He's trying to be the world's, voice of reason. He's not.
You can tell he thinks he is.
He doesn't believe in chemtrails and shit like that, but, what good is it?
Well, here's the thing. He always sticks up for Alex Jones. He sticks up for him. He won't let people shit talk his buddy Alex Jones. He says stuff like, oh, you just don't get it. Or, he's just fucking around, man.
Yeah.
And people say, no, dude, tell your boy to, maybe quit fucking around like he's doing. And then, I've seen it where Joe Rogan couldn't say anything. But they're such close friends that Alex Jones actually recorded a fucking song for the intro to one of Joe Rogan's specials, which are not that funny, but there it is.
He's a musician now too, huh?
Well, this was back in the day. This was probably when he recorded that, after he recorded those freaky documentaries I was watching. I bet this was late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
But now the fucking president goes up and, Twitter had to say, no, we don't shadow ban, because Trump himself went on Twitter saying that they were shadow banning Republicans. We will look into this discriminatory and illegal practice at once. Many complaints. It's the president, dude.
Yeah, they're paranoids.
Can you imagine? Do you think he's acting so twitchy because nobody knows what Mueller's really got? No leaks are coming out of that.
Oh, he's if it was Nixon, he'd already have been out of there, but Nixon didn't have Fox News
backing him up?
Yeah.
Did he have anyone backing him up?
Yeah, for a while. I mean, he had a base of similar size as Trump's, even after he was resigned, let's say. The 37% of people still, supported him, and they were the same type of people who support Trump, and it was, roughly. And what else? The
the Iran-Contra.
Yeah, I forget what I was going to say. Something about, I've lost his... I don't know that much about Nixon, but I do know... I do know that something's not, you know, something's not right here.
You're making a lot of sense right now. Did you see Colin Kaepernick? They edited his name from the lyrics of the upcoming of the Madden game that just came out.
Why would they even include that song?
If that's what they're gonna do, right?
Yeah.
That's so bizarre. People are gonna be pissed.
Well, people suddenly have new notions of truth and accept what's acceptable.
That's nuts, though. Yeah, why include the song? I hadn't even thought of that. I was just thinking, like, why edit the guy's name? But yeah, why even present this problem and just nix the song? Or why put in any song that's gonna, like, you know, fuck with your what you're trying to put out to the point you have to edit it? That's so weird. You wonder who made that decision or how what that conversation must have been like. To see the argument lost. I would love to hear that argument. Cause you know somebody probably said that, like, dude, just don't include the song. But somebody else had a better idea.
Yeah, it's not very smart, huh? They ain't too smart.
Dude, they're fucking geniuses.
They're a bunch of meatheads with concussions.
Oh, you mean the players?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous where the outrage gets put on, though, like on dude taking a knee. And then it was just this hurricane of conversation that really sucked all around it.
Well, the whole point is they've got to keep the discussion off of their money. As long as everybody is fighting over something that's not going to cost them money, they're winning. If we were talking about, say, the tariffs and how that's sucking money right out of American businesses and workers, that would be a disaster. And every time you hear people talking about that, it's trouble. They want that over. And what are they going to do? They're going to talk about everything that makes people mad that has nothing to do with money. You can't say this, you can't do this, you can't use this bathroom, you can't call yourself this, you can't marry him or her. You know, all the things that are the big issues and wedge problems in America. You know, abortion.
Yeah, you're really good at accessing these.
Just go back in time to the 90s and look at them and realize, same shit, different day. Like, what about the fucking, what are they called? The stem cell research. Who has even thought about that for years, right?
It's like
that used to be a big deal.
Maybe it'll come back. It's like pocket sand that they just keep throwing in your eyes.
That's right. That's the big problem with liberal, or we could say libertarian style politics. It's a distraction. It's a bamboozle.
It's some good old boys shaking a stick and a flag, man.
They're trying to keep you and me from talking about taxing them so we can have health care and good things like that. And basic things. We don't want Rolls Royce cars or McMansions. No, we want educations, medical care, things that they don't even, and they, you know, their answer is, oh, well, the free market will take care of them.
Yeah.
And it won't. As everybody's seeing that it's, you know, it takes fucking tax money from the rich.
And if you pull back, like, everybody's still hanging out to dry. Nothing has changed on that front. Things are just as destitute as ever when it comes to that tax money. Cutting shit they shouldn't cut. Man, I'm up on this stump right now. They've got all those positions that are still open since Homeboy took office 2 years ago.
It's on purpose. That's your tax money going to the rich, every cent of it.
We're going to have to eat the rich, I'm afraid. Well, hey, did you ever hear that?
We'll all starve because there ain't enough of them.
And they're kind of skinny.
A billionaire today. Boy, he was fat, but geez, there's only three or four of them left. And there's a billion of us.
You'd have to rob them at their ATM. That's the only way. Pull out all your money.
I like to imagine a dystopia where it's like a rent dystopia where there's a whole city that's totally vacant and a single landlord and just hovels of people outside who can't afford it. Is like luxury apartments that are all totally empty.
They live in a tent city below.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to imagine that too. Dude, they don't have to imagine that at Skid Row. That's what it is. They live right at the base of those luxury towers.
Who's this democratic socialist in New York who said that there's two vacant apartments for every homeless person in New York.
The lady who's running now?
Yeah, Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, the lady who won.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's cool. And there's there's a
democratic socialists in Charlottesville are fucking dumb as shit and way out of, I mean, they're not dumb as shit. I just heard about this stupid thing they're doing in Charlottesville, and it's a brake light changing drive, and they got all of, I think, four or five people's brake lights fixed, and they were saying, no, it's not anti-police. You know, on the news.
That's so weird.
And they implicate, but they're like, but if people don't have their taillights out, then they don't get pulled over as much, and they don't have to worry about the cops as much. And what does this have to do with socialism, this anti-cop thing? It's not, it's a, you know, in the end of the day, the extremist anti-cop thing is a Russian wedge issue where, you know, this is just serves their interest of keeping us all against each other, right? And it's hardly even a liberal issue. Like, they just, you know, it's kind of an anarchist thing. We gotta get rid of the cops.
They could dial the cops back anyway. We don't need the amount of cops that there are.
Well, geez, I mean, they could talk about the for-profit prisons. I'd rather have a drive to collect money for them. That would make more sense than this whole, I mean, who out there really is?
I met some anarchists that, what do they do? They mail food into the inmates, or they buy them food somehow. That's what they're doing here.
That sounds great.
Also here is a lady running for Senate. And what is she? District 18. She's in Brooklyn. Julia Salazar. And she's kind of like right in the same boat as Alexandria. Well, what do you say we wrap this podcast up and call it a night?
This has been a real lethargic type of deal.
Yeah.
Holy
this
God.
This is like AM radio.
Damn burst fear in Virginia, in Lynchburg.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, dude. It's going to bust. Horrific flash flood.
You're listening to AM 960. I'm HateSec, and this is the Internet Chronicle. Kilgore, thank you as always for joining and bringing your expertise to the table. We appreciate you.
Oh, sure thing, anytime.
And
I got it. Hold on, I'll be right back.
And to all the rest of you motherfuckers out there, have a safe night and
Bart,
go fuck yourself.
You promise me you'll pay attention in Sunday school. Bart?
Are you talking to me?
What's this? A personal stereo. Were you going to listen to
Vaporwave
in Sunday school?
Maybe.
Can you believe this, Homer? Homer?
I'm just a kid.